Automotive Morning, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her class is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO. Heard every Sunday morning, KSRO at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live, as always, at KSRO.com. And then you can always visit our podcast if you missed the show or you want to watch some past show or listen to some past shows. KSRO.com, look for the shows, little drop-down menu, and then you'll look for Ask the Expert, and you'll find Allison Norman Real Estate, and that is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. All of our podcasts and past shows, my past shows, Mike's past shows, our shows that we did together for years, and I think it goes back to 2016 last time I looked. So a lot of good information. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. And we have with us today Tom Havstad. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're gonna bring Tom in. We'll bring in probably after the first break. But Tom has a longtime Real Estate Hour participant. We've had you on quite a bit. And Mike Kelly had introduced me to you as a permit consultant, and you know everything there is to know about about permits. And boy, we were just talking about, you know, West County and in, you know, Sonoma County. There's a lot of things that were done without permits and are still being done without permits. So
yeah, it's as you, the agents know, when you start looking into properties, it often comes up. There's a big question about whether or not it was permitted work.
Right,
There's a ton of that out there.
Yeah, so Tom's going to kind of walk us through, you know, some things that we can do to and what it's going to take.
Right.
And then also, if you buy a property or you own a property that you're thinking you'd like to add something to, add another room or, you know, expand or build an ADU or, you know, any of that stuff, there's a whole process to that. And sometimes you're not allowed to do it. So you can kind of help with that, right?
Yeah. And I really do advocate doing your homework first. And it's fairly easy to get a handle on what the zoning district rules allow for any particular property. And it's all spelled out. But you have to look at it closely.
Right. Yeah. And you need to know how to do it or hire somebody that does. And Tom's a great resource to have, so I'm happy to have you on. Thank you for coming.
Thank you much. Yeah.
Coming in, so we'll dive into all kinds of things and taking your calls if you have specific. Well, maybe not too specific. We're not going to be able to help you here on the radio, but Tom can give you some general, you know, information if you have a specific question. And our call in number is 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350. Tom would be happy to answer some questions if time permits. And if not, we're going to give out his contact information. And he has a great website that talks about all the different things that he can do for you. But first, before that, let me tell you where I'm going to be today. I have two open houses today. I will be at one from 1 to 4. And then I have a great agent from my office, Alyssa Parker, who will be at the other because... I did two last week, and I had to squeeze it into, you know, and go from one to the next really quickly, and it just made more sense whenever I can find someone to do that second open house for me. So Alyssa's going to be there at 165 Massimo Circle, which is my new listing. It's a really cool house. This was built or designed, architecturally designed by the original owner, who is the current seller of this property. So it was built in 1982, never been on the market before. Three bedroom, 3.5 bath. And what's really cool is each bedroom has its own bathroom. So, you know, the kids can have their own bathroom. They don't have to share. You've got a half bathroom downstairs for your guests, so they don't have to, you know, you have to worry about the kids keeping the bedroom clean or the bathroom or the teenagers or the whatever, whoever else is in the other rooms. But anyway, it's a really cool, just huge open spaces. Big wraparound deck, great view looking out onto the hills. It's in northeast Santa Rosa, so you're looking kind of, I haven't quite caught my compass out. I think you're kind of looking northeast, up towards the like Calistoga Hills, up above Rincon Valley. So that, and this is just off of Brush Creek. So it's listed at $1,250,000. Alyssa Parker is going to be there from 1 to 4. I'm glad to answer any questions, and she also has all the information on the property if you have questions about that. My number specifically is 707-799-3617 if you have questions about that property. It's 2,900 square feet. It's on just over a quarter acre. Just a really cool property. Great if you're into entertaining. Three-car garage. Has this really cool pass-through garage where you can go in one end and out the other, and that's a nice way to get from one side of Massimo Circle over to the other because it is a one-way street. So it kind of cuts out that having to loop up and around. I'm really excited about this property. It's very cool. And then I'm going to be over at Andy Way, 3364 Andy Way, which is off of Chenate over in the Lomita Heights area, a little neighborhood called Brittany Meadows. Backs up to what looks like open space, but it's the yard of a house, kind of a really big yard. Of a house kind of off to the left. So you're not looking out at another house. You're looking at, boulders and oak trees. And it's just a really nice scene. It's not a huge yard. So if you're not looking for a big yard, this is a great property. It has a nice big deck off the back. It's a single level home, four bedroom, with a fourth bedroom. Doesn't have a closet, but, and that would be a good question for Tom. It was actually, though, all of these homes in this little Brittany Meadows subdivision, this model, the developer entered it in, I guess, as a four bedroom. But I think there was an option to do either a fourth bedroom or an office.
Okay.
So it doesn't have, I guess. And so this was built in 1994. So it is coming up on the tax records as a four bedroom, but when you walk in, you go, well, there's no closet. This is not a fourth, but
Well, okay. Is it in the city limits?
Yeah.
It has a sewer connection?
Yeah.
Okay. If there's a sewer connection, the issue goes away.
That's
right. because there's no septic system to
worry about that bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's interesting. So, if you need a true fourth bedroom, there may be a way to make it into one. I think there's room to put a closet out into into the garage. But anyway, we're listing out $750,000. And the biggest thing I've had a lot of showings on this property. People are looking for a bigger yard, and it's not a really small yard. It's just not a huge yard. So if you don't need a big backyard, this is a great property for you. Big deck off the kitchen, and then I said, just a really nice view. You're not looking into your neighbor's house. You sit out back and not have to worry about that. But and it's a single level home, and it's a great neighborhood. So come on by and see me from 1 to 4, four bedroom, two bath, 3364 Andy Way. So that's where I'll be. And then don't forget to go over there and see 165 Massimo, because it really is a unique home and a great opportunity, first time on the market on this cool Massimo Circle house. So I think we'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll dive into all about kind of permits, what to do if you're going to buy a house and you're concerned about the permits, or if you're thinking of adding another, maybe you want to add an auxiliary or an accessory dwelling unit. Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah, accessory. Yeah, I almost want to say auxiliary.
Phrase,
AKA granny units, in-law units. All of that stuff, second unit. Or if you just want to add a room, maybe add another septic system, all these different things that Tom has that can help you with. You really do need someone to help you dig into, what you can do with a property. Tom's the guy. So we'll be back after the break and talking all about permits today. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour on KSRO. We'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live at KSRO.com, which is funny. I mentioned last week, and here I'm on a radio station, and I said, I don't have a radio at home. And then I thought about after that. I think a lot of people don't, but KSRO.com is a great way. But there's actually a lot of people that do have radios at home, and I actually had a call from somebody after the show that said everybody should have a radio, and it really is a good idea because, you know, if there's an emergency, sometimes that's the only way you can tune in. But really, in all honesty, I would go sit out in my car and turn into – that's where I listen to my car. I listen to the radio, and I spend a whole lot of time in my car because of my line of work. I do a lot of driving around, and I listen to KSRO in the car. So if I needed the news, I would go sit out in my car and listen to it. But it is a good idea to have emergency radio on, and you can always listen to KSRO.com, and that's the way I like to listen to it because, like I said, I don't have a radio I can tune into at home. That's just the way I think a lot of people, the way a lot of people are going, which is great that they have a live, streaming live. And I think most radio stations do now as well. So anyway, we are here with Tom Havstad, and you're a permit consultant, correct? What is the name? Is it just permit consulting, mm-hmm. the name of your company? Because I just
permit,
put it.
Permit Consulting Services is okay, what I have on
right.
the card.
Okay.
You can, if a person Googles that, they're going to come up with my website.
Right.
Website's actually permit-help.com.
Right.
And
an easy one to remember.
I had a lot of experience as a builder and getting permits and developing properties. And so that was sort of the basis of my getting into when mm-hmm. when I stopped building. I've got a little one-man consulting business basically, and handle a huge range of questions about permits and code enforcement matters, and I call them development rights. When a person has a property, the zoning rules tell you what your development rights are. What else can you have besides a single family dwelling? So that's a broad range of things that I do consult on, yeah.
Right, and do very well. And I was looking on my, I posted on the Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. I posted your website, so somebody wants to go on uh-huh. there. And it is, like you said, it's really easy to remember, permit-help.com. Which is exactly what you do.
Yeah.
So it's a good name for your website.
It's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And more and more people, in fact, are finding me just through the internet when they Google. You
know, yeah. Well, because, I just said permit. Googled permit consultant, even though I know your website, but I just permit.
Yeah,
did it quickly to come up to pull up some stuff to put on Facebook, and you popped right up. There you were. So, and there are some others. You had mentioned, I don't know if you want to mention, you have somebody, because I said, aren't you ever going to retire? And, you know, so you do have somebody that you're referring some work to.
That's right. Yeah. Jim Huntington and And I'm collaborating with Jim on a number of things, and it's good because I've got a big workload and I can hand things off to Jim, but we continue to collaborate. Jim was a builder himself, so he's got a lot of experience that way. So actually Jim's separate company from my own is Sonoma County Permit Consultants.
Okay. Good.
And so he can be found, on the internet too. But like, for example, one of the things that Jim can provide, he has doing that now for a few of my clients, and he can do the drawings that are needed for permits. And mainly he's handling, code enforcement issues where people have to submit for a permit in order to correct the problem.
Right, and they want the whole drawing detail.
They want basic drawings.
Where's the septic?
Exactly. The collection of things that are needed. And then at the end of the process, with the drawing submitted and approved, it's complicated, but it's doable. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that Jim, because I no longer do the drawings for clients.
Okay.
And Jim's doing that. So it's a good collaboration we're doing.
Great.
Enjoying that, yeah.
Good. Well, yeah, because you like I said, someday you might retire.
I've been told that I can't.
You can't. I know you can't, because I was thinking that. Oh, my gosh, who would I call if he retired? So this is Mike Trinan, the septic guy, and there are some other septic people out there that do a great job, but he's such a resource. And same thing, he actually tried to retire, and then those fires happened, and he's all okay.
That's right.
Come back.
I think he kind of helped. He had been a county employee for years, mm-hmm. and when the fires came, I think he was able to help craft the methods and how they would handle and try and streamline the whole process of getting people who needed to get those permits.
Right. So sometimes a lot of what you do is I think, a lot, like what I usually call you for is if there's a septic, we have a question, they want to add a septic, or they want to, or they want to add on to a house, can they do it? They want to add a bedroom, can they do it? They want to add another unit, can they do that? So do you get kind of involved a lot with the septic system as well?
Country properties, and most of the consulting I do is county, and so most of those properties are on septic systems, so that is one of the critical things. I talk about it like you have to weave together all these different rules, and septic is primary.
Yeah.
When there's someone who wants to enlarge a house or add a bedroom, so you gotta dig into the records and find out what. Sometimes people might own a property for 20 years, and that's, to me, that's not that long. They sometimes owners feel like they know the property real well, and then they ask me some questions, and I find out things that they never knew about.
Right.
And because the county record system started back in 1963, and anything that was done after 63 without a permit can be an issue.
Yeah.
So anyway, so getting into the records about septic is oftentimes real important.
Yeah.
So that I can tell them really how many legal bedrooms do they have. Because these houses change over time.
Right. And I think it is a lot West County, but it's really kind of all over the place. Where, especially if somebody's been there a long time and they've added things on or they've expanded the house, and is there a limit to how much they can add on? Is there with a septic system or no?
There are. You mean to add on to the septic?
No. I'm sorry. To add on to the house. If you want to expand your house, is there a limit?
There are limits, but in fact, if somebody has enough of a budget, if they've got a bank account,
and given the
property, there are certain restrictions, but there's a lot they can do if they really want to spend the money. So oftentimes the only limit you run into is what's the existing septic, but you can break through that limit by designing a new septic system and adding bedrooms. So really, it gets to be one of those things where what are your priorities? Do you have enough money
can do anything if you had enough money.
And that's
a question that comes up a lot, which you can't really answer, is how much is this going to cost me?
You can come up with a good way to guess, but then what I help people do is develop kind of an orderly way exactly what they want to do, and then we can refer those ideas to a contractor who's current on the price structure, you know, for things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, so I really don't like to guess, because generally guesses are wrong.
Even if
you got a lot of experience. Yeah. But it's a tough situation, too, in the county, because look at all of the rebuilding going on with the fire victims, mm-hmm. the contractors. Everybody's busy, and so it makes it very difficult.
It is hard, especially when you're like working through your inspection period as a buyer.
Yeah,
like, oh my gosh, we have to find out this, 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 and this. And sometimes you just can't do it in that amount of time, and a seller's not willing to let you spend weeks and weeks doing this investigation. So it's, do you buy it and hope that you can make it work, or do you not? You know, and that's a personal decision, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a tough thing, because escrow timelines are short.
Right.
And compared to all the information that needs to be.
Yeah, and a lot of times a buyer, you can say, look, we need to do some more investigation on this, and they're fine with waiting. Although, the market is kind of crazy right now, and there may be another buyer just waiting. Mm. It's like, no, we're not giving you that time. So you mentioned the permits, 1963. So February 1963. So anything before that, is that what legal nonconforming means?
Well, yeah, the county, in fact, is actually the city of Santa Rosa has been requiring permits since, I think, at least the 1930s.
Really?
So that's quite different. Isn't it amazing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
But
okay.
No, the county, you did not have to have a residential building permit until February of 63.
Hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. where that key thing comes in. And then I'll talk in a minute about the assessor's building record. And
because that's important.
That
and we'll probably cover that when we get
back
to the
break. But if you can find out that a structure was built, a whole house was built before February of 63, in the county, it didn't require a permit, and so therefore, as long as it wasn't remodeled since then,
mm-hmm.
it's in fact legal non-conforming. That's an important. It's the old grandfathering clause.
Yeah.
And that we run into that, and the way that I typically want to find that out is I go to the assessor's office, and through the authorization of the seller, mm-hmm. I can get the confidential building record, which is separate from the building department's records.
Right.
And that's when we find out, because they were going onto properties to get assessment values in the late 40s, early 50s.
Okay.
And so that becomes an important record. And it's so important and valid that if there's a lack of records at the county building department, they will accept the assessor's records as valid.
Oh,
And allow you to then establish the legality of a home that had no permit.
Right. And that's good. And sometimes that's is that important if I don't know if we have time to get into it. We have a minute. So only the property owner can get that assessor or give there's an authorization.
Can authorize it. Right. I usually get the form authorizing.
Blue ink signature required.
Yeah.
So it can't be faxed or can't be in a digital signature, which we see so much of. But it is important. And I know, and I think we'll talk about it more when we come back, because I think that's an important point. And if I remember right, were you involved in making that separation between the two where they can't talk to each other?
Boy, is that an interesting story.
Can we talk about that? Okay, let's
talk. Come back.
Yeah, because that's a big concern when there are permit questions going back and forth, and is something legal or not, or are you going to get in trouble? So we'll talk about that when we get back. We're with Tom Havstad. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO. We'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
President Trump and Japan's prime minister announcing at the G7 summit in France a big trade deal in principle on agricultural products.
It involves agricultural and it involves e-commerce and many other things. It's a very big transaction, and we've agreed in principle.
Both leaders say there's still some work left to do. A little detail is out at the stage. Former Congressman Joe Walsh of Illinois, a conservative talk radio host, says he's mounting a primary challenge to President Trump, calling him unfit for office. Walsh saying he had a hand in creating Trump's political machine, which he regrets, he says.
There were plenty of times where I went beyond the policy and the idea differences, and I got personal and I got hateful. I said some ugly things about President Obama that I regret.
The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah, or Party of God extremist group, says two of its members were killed by Israeli airstrikes in Syria. He promises retaliation. Pope Francis says that the Amazon forest is vital for our earth and is urging prayers that fires there are quickly controlled. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Going back up to the 90s tomorrow, but today, partly cloudy at 86, 68 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 54, 52 on the shores. Sunny skies for tomorrow at 91, 70 in Bodega Bay. Then back to partly cloudy for Tuesday at 88, 70 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO every Sunday morning. Sonoma County's News and FM News Talk. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live at KSRO.com. So lots of ways to find us and tune in, and hope you're listening now. If not, you're listening to the podcast, because you can find the podcast and listen after the show, or listen again if you missed some information. And that's KSRO.com, and you go to shows, and then drop-down menu brings you to Ask the Expert, and then to Allison Norman / Real Estate, and that's us here at the Real Estate Hour. So today, Tom Havstad is here, permit consultant, and just a wealth of information. Anything that you need to know, mainly county, but you said you do a little bit of the city of Santa Rosa, but mostly county.
Yeah, city of Santa Rosa, city of Petaluma.
Okay.
Mostly that's been triggered by clients having code enforcement issues.
And they need some help with that.
Just like we do with the county. Yeah, you go in and you find the records. And basically, I become an advocate for the property owner. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes they're getting run over a bit, you know.
Yeah, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, they don't know the process, and you do. It's hard to know, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So this is, I think, a case where it is good to hire somebody to get, because you know how to dig deeper. And before we went on the break, we were talking about the assessor field notes, which is really invaluable information to know, and something that I learned from you is that you can, if there's some questions and you're trying to identify if something was done with a permit or if it was legal, I guess, of that, yeah,
right.
Conforming. So what is that process? You have to get something signed.
Okay, so it's really when I get hired to get information to know what we're dealing with, mm-hmm. then I want to go to the building department and get everything they have. Mm-hmm. But I also, it's like putting a puzzle together. You also want to get the assessor's building record because it's truly a separate set of records that they keep for tax assessment purposes. But when you get both of those, then you get to put together the best selection of things and kind of weave it together into a story. And sometimes the assessor's record will have drawings and everything of the structure from the 1950s, and of course there wouldn't be anything like that at the building department. So,
right, because it was prior to 1963.
So yeah, so you get your best chance of knowing how to deal with the problem when you've got all the facts.
Right. Okay.
So the assessor's record, it's the only person who can authorize someone else to look at it is the owner of the property. But there's an authorization form, and I get that. It's available online, too. And then that gets me a copy of those records.
Right, but you have to have permission of the owner. And I think an important point that we brought up it before the break, and we could touch on briefly, it gets way too involved, but basically the assessor and the building department are not allowed,
that's interesting. Okay, real quick version is when the state decided they wanted counties to be able to collect property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the late 40s, early 50s. They already knew. Americans are kind of suspicious of the government, I gotta tell you, right? So they literally wrote it into the law that was to encourage people to allow the assessor to come on the property and draw things and take notes.
Okay.
And the guarantee was then that would be confidential information. It wouldn't be used in any way against the property owner. So the state law says the assessor's staff, even though they're authorized to go to the property, they are not allowed to tell the building department anything about what they find, because sometimes the assessor goes and guess what? Sometimes they find a whole house on a property that there's no permit. The law bars them from talking.
They can't just call up the building department or permit and say, hey, by the way, did you know about this illegal something over there?
That's right. Now, and by the way, Allison, this is interesting because from the point of view of the real estate agents, it's kind of common to take the assessor's records, the digital form, not the actual one, but the digital form will list, you know, buildings on the property, but in no way does that mean those are legal buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy for people to assume, well, the assessor's got it there, right?
Yeah.
That's the key thing, is the assessor only is allowed to then collect property taxes on that building. They don't do anything to determine whether or not the building was legally constructed.
Right.
So you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a potential for a lot of misunderstanding.
Yeah. Can that information be used for you to go in now and make that building legitimate?
Well, that's...
could you go look at it and say, well, the assessor, because it's on the assessor record, we could now try and make it legal.
Exactly. And especially if the record of the assessor proves that it was built before 63... then you can go to the building department, and there's an actual form, and it's relatively inexpensive, and you can ask them to make the official determination that is a legal home.
Okay.
Whereas nobody usually does that, right?
Yeah.
But then it becomes something that, for example, an appraiser doesn't have to worry about where's the permits.
Yeah.
An appraiser can say, it's been officially recognized as a legal structure. And then your appraised value goes up because the appraiser, right? So
right.
I
and
hope
I
I'm
think,
connecting the dots.
Yeah,
well
no,
enough,
and I think resale too, because we always,
right.
You know, if somebody's going to buy a property and it doesn't have permits on certain things, and they're okay with that, you know, that's great,
right.
And we can all go in. And I always just tell them, well, there's always that chance that a neighbor could, you know, you have a dispute, and they could say, hey, well, you know what, I don't like you, I'm going to go report this illegal structure you have, and now you have some trouble. So you may not care as the buyer, but you should be thinking about it down the line. Right.
That's right. That's right. Well, as soon as it becomes knowledge on your part, then there is a requirement that you disclose it.
Right. When you sell the property, there are questions on the disclosures that you as a seller have to fill out, saying, was there work, you know, is there anything that was done without permits?
Or that you're aware of.
Yeah,
right?
That you're aware
that's
of. And
the
it's
key
always,
thing.
Yes.
So
it's,
sometimes. Yeah, sometimes nobody wants to be aware of these
right,
things.
Right, yeah,
you know, but
I'm not aware.
If I get asked,
yeah.
I go
But that's where I think, you know, somebody could call you and said, I want to sell this property. What can we do to kind of make it so that it's not going to be a problem when we go to sell it?
And you know, that's a great point, because I really advocate the sellers, instead of waiting till they're in escrow and there's a short timeline, and then all of a sudden this thing comes up, it's always a good idea to do the homework first.
Yeah.
So you can disclose and you know what to anticipate about what happens when a buyer does their own looking into these
things, right? And you know, and I think as an example, didn't you and Mike worked on a project that was four separate homes? I think they've since burned it. They burned in the fire, but
right.
You were able to identify something. So they were that they each had their own system, and it was.
Whereas after we got into the records, we identified that they were all legal residences, even though it's way more residences than today's zoning rules would allow.
Right.
But the fact is they were grandfathered in.
Yeah. And that was something that was done prior to selling it by the seller,
right.
Which like goes to your point that
that's right.
Why not do that ahead of time? Because you know you're going to come into issues, and it added value to the property because now you could say these are all legitimate.
Case,
you
know, right. The worry was, until we found out for sure, the worry was that some of that was illegal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to establish that they were all legal.
Yeah.
And that helps the seller's position about the
value.
Property.
So I think, as a seller, a homeowner, if you're thinking about selling, I think it's really a good, you can look into it a little on your own, but I would really suggest having someone like Tom, go out, do it and hire a consultant. And because you really know what you're looking for, I think
it can be it can be real important in resolving the escrow and actually making the sale.
Mm-hmm.
There's even properties that appear to be simple on the surface that can always have issues. So it's a good idea to find out about them
to do it ahead instead of going into as a buyer, having that, or even as a seller in escrow hoping that an issue isn't going to come up. It's
right.
Always good to It's just one of those things. If you're getting ready to sell your house, I think, having a septic inspection done ahead of time, having a well inspection done ahead of time, having a pest inspection. These are all things you don't have to do, but it sure does help you when you're getting a buyer in that escrow process. Because I'm seeing a lot of things fall out of escrow, and why not have that all figured out ahead of time and be able to present it to a seller and say, here's what's going on. To a buyer, here's what's going on, and then they know. Or you have it already resolved because you've fixed everything. And I think one of those important things is having the permit issues looked into.
And I will say this too: having a septic inspection is a key thing. It's more important, I think, than people normally realize. It's not. It is true that the guy who does that, Mike Trinan, mm-hmm. and others, that. When he does it, they do inspect and can determine and make conclusions about how well the tank itself is and the system's functioning.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that they do before they even go out there is they do a good search of the records.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes that septic report will have information about how many bedrooms the original permit was for.
Yeah.
There's a lot in that.
Right. And the expansion and...
Right.
Is there room for so a lot of people don't realize. So there's room for a septic tank and the leach field, and then there has to be also an expansion
going
area.
There has to be a designated area so that they call it expansion area. It just means that if that system ever fails, there's room on the property for new lines, and that's real important.
Yeah.
Some of the real small properties are problematic,
Right. But, and that could come into play if you're thinking of adding another unit also, because
absolutely.
You can't be on top of the expansion.
Absolutely,
Even if it's not being used now, it has to be, it's a reserve area. Is that what it's called, I guess?
It's, expansion. That's right.
Yeah. So, let's take a little break, and when we come back, I want to talk. If somebody wanted to do on their own and go into the county offices, and can you talk a little bit about that process? Just because you said there's some layers and
sure,
So we'll talk about that briefly. But when we come back, we're going to continue talking to Tom Havstad, a permit consultant here in Sonoma County. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. And this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents.
From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning at KSRO. And we're at 1350 AM, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming live at KSRO.com. And again, if you missed any information on today's show or past shows, find our podcast at KSRO.com and look for shows and Ask the Expert and then Allison Norman / Real Estate. And that is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So you can find all the past shows on there. I usually try and post some of the link also to the podcast on the Facebook page and then other stuff throughout the week and what's happening on this week's show at Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. So all kinds of ways to find us. And thanks for joining us today. And a lot of good information about permits, and it is a big topic, when especially county, and it seems a lot of it is kind of West County. We just know as real estate agents that, you know, you're probably going to find some things that are not permitted, and you see it a lot of times on in Santa Rosa or other cities, the incorporated areas of Sonoma County, but I think primarily county is the issue, and that's what we have Tom Havstat here today talking about. Permits, and you are a permit consultant. Let me mention the website again. It's permit-help.com. And there's a whole list of things that Tom can help you with. And it's a pretty extensive list. And you know, I'll just say there, and we're going to talk for a minute about, you know, what you can do yourself if you are looking at buying a property or you own a property and you're going to, you know, want to do something and you need to find out about the permit history. So Tom, what is the best way to go, you know, that if somebody wants to go in on their own and look into permits?
Sure. Well, so the county building department's got various departments and you can go and talk to them directly once you're there. But the records department, if you go in there, and you've got a whether it's your own property or a property you're considering buying that might be on the market, it's a neutral thing. It's kind of like going to a library and asking for a book. You don't, that doesn't trigger any inquiry about why you want to read that book.
Right.
It's just a matter of public information. Okay. So if you use, I would just recommend if you use the records department, ask for all the records that they have and make copies and look into it. In no way, though, would I recommend if you have a suspicion that there's something illegal on the property, I would really say do not go to the code enforcement desk and say that to them.
Right.
Because you don't know what you're going to trigger, and especially if it's not your property.
Yeah, you need to be careful
with that.
It would
be best if you stay neutral on that.
Mm-hmm. You said something that if you mention it when you're looking, asking at the records department, mm-hmm. that if you say, well, I need to find out about this because at, you know, at 123 Main Street or whatever, because I think they have an illegal room or an illegal, and now they're, is that going to trigger them sending you to code enforcement?
Good point. It should not.
Okay.
It really should not. Actually, now that you mention it, it might, well, the records staff I wouldn't be surprised if they heard that, they would then send you, tell you to go to the code enforcement desk about that concern. Not a good idea.
Right, you know? Okay.
And so even though they might recommend that,
And that would just be a recommendation, not thinking, you're not required to do it. And if you don't know any better, you're going to go to code enforcement and go, okay, well, they sent me over here. Here's this address. I need to find this information out. Now, code enforcement knows about it. And
it could trigger an inquiry.
Right.
And that's, that's a choice. And I there's good reasons to recommend that you don't do that.
Yeah.
I would say this, too. Someone who wants to prepare to sell their own property, if they've owned it for just 20 years, I think they should be aware of the fact that they need to do a good record search and find out things maybe that they still don't know themselves about. Mm-hmm. Because the requirement for permits began in 1963. They may be, I found this to be true, the current owners may not even know that there's this status, an illegal status related to some barn or an addition. It gets really complex. So now I would say this, if you do go to the records department, there are layers of information, and you can encounter the digital records, which is only the top layer, but there's two or three layers below that. So if you really want to do a thorough search, mm-hmm. you should be aware that you're going to have to work at it, and don't just take one permit history that's handed to you and think you've got it all. The fact is that the website, I typically will download and print up 3 to 4 different permit histories. They're all available at the website, and nobody tells you, oh, what about these other ones?
Right. You don't know that maybe they, because they haven't scanned everything in yet. They still have stuff on microfiche.
Correct. That's right. But even at the level of the digital records, you can ask for the permit history based on the address and get one. You can ask for the same property, but based on the assessor's parcel number, and you might get a permit history that's got different items in it. And then my job is to cross-check them all to make sure that I've got all of them. And then, believe it or not, there's the website, I'm going to register a small complaint here.
Okay.
The website is being changed and updated constantly.
Okay.
So they're working real hard on digital stuff. But it's a little bit chaotic because why haven't they figured out how to give you one permit history with everything on it?
Yeah.
So because of that, I'll go to the Permit Sonoma. This is another aspect of the website. I'll go there and I'll trigger a permit history search, and that could be the third or fourth one that's available at the website. And so until you sit down and cross-check them all, you don't know if you got them all.
Yeah.
And then, look, I had one property where we looked, and one document made all the difference in the world.
Wow.
And the buyer went ahead and bought it. It was over in Glen Ellen. But that one document, we really had to search deep for it.
Uh-huh.
And then it made a difference. It made the guy convinced that that was going to be that building was not going to be a problem, and he went ahead and bought it.
Wow.
So anyway,
that's why it's
there's
important.
There's a lot of levels. So you got to do a lot of homework. If you think you're going to find all the records.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, I think that's really good information. And I know that you told me that years ago is check by address and by AP number. And I think I found one time where there had been a lot split or there had been something, and there was now this other AP number that came up. And so I'm like, let me search that one. And And to that point, I, as a real estate agent, really shouldn't be doing that. I will, when I have a property coming on, even if it's a buyer as well, if I'm the listing agent or the buyer's agent, I'll do the research a little bit, but I'm not, there's always comes with the caveat that, look into this yourself or hire somebody to do it, because our legal departments at California Association of Realtors, and then our local, Norbar and my brokerage, Keller Williams Realty, say, do not, as an agent, you are not responsible for getting that information. And it could come back to me if I didn't find everything that you could find. So,
somebody assumes that because you did a search, it was exhaustive, and you found everything.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I can even do as exhaustive a search as possible, and I still have to admit, because the records department loses things, I don't necessarily
you may not
know
have
I've
it
got
all.
It all.
Yeah.
I just have to go get as much as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, and you do it very well. I think it's good. So if you know, if somebody is buying, so that permit-help.com is a great way to get a hold of you. Do you want to give out a phone number, or do you want to?
Sure. Yeah, I'll give you my cell number if somebody's got a question.
Okay.
Just, you know, go ahead and give me a call. It's 695-0857.
Okay.
695-0857. That's my direct line, not my office line. But, you know, and you can text me on that, too. So I'm happy to spend some time on the phone with somebody who's
707.
707, yes, thank you.
Yeah, and so Joe's going to put that on the podcast as well.
Say it again.
707-695-0857.
Great. Got it. Good. And I've, yeah, and so Tom's usually, you're usually pretty good about, you know, having a short conversation, and we don't want to take up too much of your time as far as you know, if you need to get digger in, then hire Tom to do some consulting. And I think it really is a worthwhile expense, whether you're a seller trying to resolve these issues before you put it on the market, or just a homeowner looking to do something, or if you're a buyer and you've got some concerns.
You know, what I'm reminded of when you talk about that is that look, I can still remember building new homes in the late 80s, and they were selling for $104,000. Okay?
Yep.
Multiply that times 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, in other words, real estate values are way up there.
Yeah.
And the money that you might spend getting really good information to help you sell the property, it kind of pales in comparison, as far as I'm concerned, to the value of the real estate now.
Right.
Does
I think
that make
you're
sense?
Right. No, it does a lot of sense. And you know, I think it is an important expense. And I can't stress that enough, that if you're selling a property and you have some things that you know or maybe are concerned about that could be an issue, as far as if they're, you know, were done with permits way back in the, you know, way back years ago before you bought it maybe, or you did something without permits and you think, you know, this could be an issue. So let's resolve it now. Yeah. Take care of it ahead of time.
That gives you the opportunity, if the issue comes up and you have the answer, your escrow is maybe nowhere near as complicated because everything didn't come to a halt until someone found out the, you know,
yeah,
the answer.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to where I think with real estate you're seeing a lot more disclosures up front.
For sure.
And that is helpful, and we have buyers sign, you know, here's all the disclosures, here's all the information we know on the property, and they're signing it ahead of time, and that really does save you from, you know, now you have absolutely no idea about the property. Maybe there's all kinds of things going on under the house that you don't know about, or things like that, where a pest report is important or a home inspection is important. So that I think the permit history should fall right in with that, and I think it should be especially on a country property or an older house too, you know, that maybe you have some concerns. So doing that ahead of time with
definitely
you.
Definitely, it's doing the homework ahead of time is really important.
I think it is important. And so because we do see things fall out of escrow, and this could be something to help that not happen, because you know ahead of time. Anyway, we're gonna wrap it up. I would encourage you, if you have any permit questions, to give Tom a call. Again, that number is 707-695-0857. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And then an easier, or you know, more passive way would be permit-help.com. You can learn a lot of information there. And then if you need some help or think you want to hire Tom Havstedt, you can reach him there at permit-help.com. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. All
great,
kinds of
Allison.
Good information.
Yeah, I always enjoy it.
Yeah, almost like having you. So I will be at Open House today, 3364 Andy Way. Also visit 165 Massimo Circle. Both open from 1 to 4 today. Don't miss them. They're in the Press Democrat. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday. We'll see you next week.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.